Mike, just the decision to keep the team off the ice today, and was there any kind of message to them?
Well, it's something that that we had talked about and planned out based on the schedule before the series even started. We've skated 8 days in a row now, I believe. And so, you know, we've also been in situations during the course of the regular season, the month of March. It is one in particular where we played a lot of games every other day, like we are now. And our team responded really well when we didn't skate the day before and had morning skates and played. So we have some history there to draw on, but part of it is based on when we got the schedule before the series started. We tried to plan out the course of this schedule as far as giving our team the opportunity to rest and recover and give them the best chance to have success game in and game out. So that's part of it. We did have a meeting. We did discuss some things, and I think it was productive.
Mike, aside, because you've spoken a lot about the Islanders' structure, how sound it is, how good of a job they've been doing against you guys in that regard for the first three games, but once you have gotten chances to get shots on Leonard, what has Leonard done well as a goaltender for them, and what can you guys do better to finish off chances that you do have?
Well, he's made some timely saves. You've got to give him credit. He's made some big saves for him when we have got the puck to the net. I think we have opportunities to get it to the net a little bit more than we did in the last game in particular, but... you know, you've got to give the Islanders credit. They've defended really hard, and they've got a timely save when they've needed it. So we've just got to continue to find ways to get more pucks to the net, to create opportunities for ourselves. But at the same time, we can't become a high-risk team in the process, trying to score so much. And I think that was part of the message today was making sure that we stay within ourselves and we take what the game gives us. And, you know, when you look at the way the game was played the last game, some of the best chances that the Islanders got were a result of some of the decisions that we made either with the puck or without the puck trying to score. And, you know, I think we've got to do a better job there making sure that we just take what the game gives us.
Mike, along those lines, how difficult is it for players that know where they're at, that want to make plays, that have made plays to resist that urgency of trying to do that?
Well, that's the discipline that's required in playoff hockey. You know, you know, our series is no different. Look around the league. It's hard hockey. You know, it's hard hockey, and every team's playing physical. Every team is back-checking. Every team is blocking shots. There's a level of urgency associated with the game in the playoffs that's probably unique or separates it from regular season play. And so, you know, that's what's required to win at this time of year is making sure there's a willingness to have that discipline associated with your game and just taking what the game gives you, and then also a willingness to play through the hard hockey. And that's I just think that's what's required at this time of year.
Mike, there was a lot of talk coming into this series from guys in your room about the neutral zone and how you had to be smart with the puck and responsible with the puck in there. How hard has it been to just get the puck to the neutral zone to your forwards there? What isn't working on those sort of first passes or second passes?
Well, I'm not so sure. It's you know, we're having trouble getting the puck to or through the neutral zone. You know, the challenge is you know, the Islanders, and that's part of their game plan, is they have numbers back. We knew that going in. You know, they were the number one team in the league and the least amount of odd man rushes against in the regular season. You know, I think there's a direct correlation there to keeping your goals against down, because a lot of some of the better quality chances that occur in the game occur off the rush. So, you know, we knew that was going to be one of the challenges going into this series, that we're going to have to make sure we manage the puck the right way. When they have numbers back, we've got to embrace that challenge. We've got to be able to create offense different ways. And so that I think that's been the challenge. That will continue to be the challenge moving forward.
Mike, my question has nothing to do with X's and O's. What are you doing the rest of the day today? Do you plan on getting away from it, watching some stuff? How do you approach between now and the morning skate game tomorrow?
Well, you know, I spent the better part of yesterday breaking the film down and you know, game planning for today. And, you know, we were in here early this morning again as a coaching staff and putting our heads together to make sure we had the right approach for our players today. And we felt as though we had a productive day. Maybe I'll catch a rerun of Game of Thrones. And maybe go for a walk with my dogs and be ready for the next game tomorrow.
Coach, given what Leonard's done for the Islanders, how would you assess your own goaltender's play in this series? Has he been, you know, as good as Leonard, or does he need to be better?
Yeah, I don't think it's about one guy versus the next. Has Matt made timely saves for us? Yes, he has. You know, we've got to do a better job as a team, I think, and that's the most important takeaway.
When you look at the offensive struggles, is it more just execution? Are you happy with the chances and that you're generating, or is it just not the finishing just not there and that could come, or is there a more deeper issue maybe in terms of generating offense?
I just think it's about playing the game the right way. You know, we knew going into this series that there were going to be low scoring games, and when you look at the way the games have been played, there's been a real fine line between winning and losing in all of the games. And there are areas of our game that we know we can be better, that give us a better chance to win. And we knew it was going to be a defensive battle, and that we were going to have to work for our opportunities, and we were going to create offense different ways. And so that's exactly the way it's played out. We've shown film and discussed areas with our players that quite honestly I won't share with you guys, and how we're going to try to improve and get better. Areas where we think we can exploit, areas where we know as a team we can be better, and we'll continue to go through that process. Right now, our team is looking at one game. We're going to try to win one game, and that's the mindset that we need to have. But I can tell you that as the coach of this group, that I believe in this group that we have, these guys are capable of great things.